Hi, welcome to This Week on DeveloperWorks. I'm your host, Calvin. You know, everybody knows the importance of dynamic testing for your web applications, but a lot of people don't think quite as much about dynamic testing for mobile applications. This week on DeveloperWorks, we are going to feature an article that talks about how IBM can help you with your dynamic testing of mobile apps. But first, let's look at some of the other new content on DeveloperWorks this week. Attorney Aaron Gilmore might be the most popular attorney at law on DeveloperWorks. Aaron's 2012 article on how the U.S. HIPAA law affects patient data stored in cloud environments was one of the most popular articles we've had. The article is called Privacy and Security of Patient Data in the Cloud, and Aaron has updated the article to include coverage based on modifications to HIPAA that were finalized in January 2013. This article is great reading for both policy wonks and developers. Having a good understanding of the law's requirements can help developers when designing their cloud services. DB2 10.1 for Linux, Unix, and Windows has introduced a new feature called Continuous Data Ingest. The ingest command provides an alternative to DB2's existing import and load commands, and it lets you feed data marts with near real-time information. IBM has just published a new article titled Introduction to the DB2 Continuous Data Ingest feature to help you understand the concepts behind the new ingest command and help you understand the situations where the new command is the most useful. We'd like to think our mobile devices are online all the time, but people working in the field often find themselves without connectivity to their enterprise servers. IBM has just published an article titled Introducing the IBM Mobile Database Solution for IBM DB2 for I. This article introduces the enterprise IBM Mobile Database Solution that can synchronize data from the IBM DB2 for I backend database server to the embedded database on your mobile device. You know, mobile application architecture and deployment is very different than that of web applications, and so your approach to testing those applications has to change as well. This week, we're featuring an article by Nader Nasser and Carlos Hoyos and Daniel Anderson. It's called Secure Your Mobile Applications, and it talks about how IBM Security App Scan can be used to do some dynamic testing of your mobile apps. Nader, welcome to This Week on DeveloperWorks. Tell us a little bit about what you do for IBM.
Hi, Calvin. This is Nader Nasser, and I am part of the CIO Innovation for Security team. We are part of the CIO bigger group, and our main mission is to incubate new solutions, find innovative solutions in the area of security. Some of these is listening to the pain points of the corporate at large and introduce some proof of concept, some pilots, introduce new technology in our lab first, then we'll find a catcher for it. But before we start, I really would like to thank my both co-authors, Carlos Hoyes and Daniel Anderson, for the tremendous effort that they put in this article. And without them, this article wouldn't see the light.
Yeah, that's right. Now tell us, why did your team decide to publish this article?
Good question, Calvin. Basically, toward the end of last year, we started getting some inquiries from different IBMers on how can they scan their mobile application, the various mobile applications there is. We came up with the idea of writing this article, A, to highlight the features and capabilities of IBM products, such as AppScan Enterprise or AppScan Standard in this article, and also to show the users how can they scan their application through emulators or through the actual mobile device.
Now tell us about what people are going to learn when they read this article.
Well, this article is broken into a few segments. The first thing is we introduced the readers to the types of the mobile applications. And mainly, they will learn that there are three main types. There are the native mobile applications, and there are the web mobile applications, and the hybrid mobile application. When they read it, they kind of understand the difference between each one of them. Not only that, but also we recommended the type of security scanning tool to be used in order to secure or scan each type.
Thanks, Nader. It sounds like a great resource for teams that are planning their testing for mobile apps. That's all the time we've got for this week on Developer Works. We'll see you next week.